Hi, this is Jonas Tamatis. I am joined today by Maestro Alistair Willis, Music Director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra and of the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra. Welcome, Maestro. Thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Maestro Willis will be speaking with us about the upcoming Halloween concert titled Monster Mash that will take place on October 31st at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. Audiences will have two opportunities to attend the concert, first at 6 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. For more information, please visit the website of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra at ilsymphony.org. We can expect a really fun and appropriately eerie concert. I see Maestro Willis has come to the studio armed with a bag of toys, about which I am so eager to hear. But first, the program opens with the famous 14-movement suite by Camille Saint-Saëns, The Carnival of the Animals. Tell us about this piece.
Oh, this piece is such a well-known classic. It's a trip to the zoo in the music. And there are some Halloween connections in the music. There's a movement called Skeletons and Fossils. And you hear some of the Danse Macabre. You hear some eerie music in here. Of course, you hear one of the most famous pieces Saint-Saëns ever wrote, The Swan, and The Elephant, of course, on the double bass. So when I think of the Saint-Saëns in this context that we're putting it on a Halloween program, I mean, haven't you ever had like a fish knock at your door for trick-or-treating? Have you ever had a kangaroo? All these different animals that we're playing musically, I think I've seen down my neighborhood over the years.
So a series of musical kids. Halloween costumes.
It is a little vignette, and it is the music is the candy as well. We'll provide the trick and the treat. So there's so many great things about this. It's so innovative, and Saint-Saëns, you might not know, he wrote this. And he didn't want it published till after he was, after he died, because he saw it as light music, and he didn't want it to be published to take away from his serious composer image that he had. And that was true. It had just a few private performances in his lifetime, and the first public performance after he died was in 1922. So that's a long time to keep it in a drawer, in a closet somewhere. The only movement that he did allow to be published on its own was The Swan, which, of course, is one of the most beautiful melodies for cello ever written. But this, for its time, was really quite revolutionary and quite interesting and cool and fun.
And you know, the piece is also really funny, filled with musical jokes and satirical humor. Mm-hmm. Will you cue us into just one or two jokes that we should listen for during the performance?
Well, in Tortoises, which you can imagine is very slow music, we hear the can-can, but it's played very, very slowly, so you might not recognize it. You know, da, ya, da, 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 da. I mean, you all know the can there. I think the very, very end, the finale, we hear a lot of yee-haw, yee-haw, the donkeys come back again, and it's, or the hyenas, or however you, whatever animal you want to apply to that. And for me, it's in a way, perhaps, that Saint-Saëns is having the final laugh.
You know, now in all of my years of orchestral playing, I have never come across another piece quite like the next piece on the program, written by contemporary composer H.K. Gruber. Its very long title is Frankenstein, a Pandemonium for Chansonnier and Orchestra After Children's Rhymes by H.C. Artman.
You're in for a treat. You ain't seen nothing yet. To give the briefest of histories, we all may be familiar with the first Viennese school of Haydn and Mozart, the classics. The second Viennese school, Schoenberg, Webern, and Berg, who took tonality out and had a mathematical system, 12 tone. And is there a third Viennese school? Mr. H.K. Gruber, if there is one, seems to think that he might be very much part of it. This third Viennese school really began in the nightclubs and the cabarets in Vienna, where the composer grew up, and found this sort of Brechtian, Kurt Weillian way of breaking the barriers of serious classical music and approaching the public in a way kind of like Beethoven did.
I understand that this piece cannot be performed without a chest full of toys.
Well, this is one of those pieces that comes, when you rent the music, it comes also with a whole box of toys, which musical toys, which the musicians have to play. So we have The violinist will have to play a hosepipe. We'll have the trumpeter having to play a kazoo. We'll have the percussionist. Oh, I mean, he makes noise with everything, including blowing up paper bags and popping them on cue in the music. And we need to hear the whoosh of the blowing up as well. That's part of the music. And now, pop. It's a visual as well as a very silly sounding sort of piece. Mr. Gruber, he loved these poems. His friend, Mr. Artmund, noises all around. Lovely new children's rhymes is what they're called. And they're nonsensical. They really are very silly. In fact, if I could maybe just read you one of the very first ones, that might give a flavor for what you're in for. It's the prologue goes like this. Little mouse, takes me to his mousy house. Now he nibbles out my eye. Lost without my eye. I must bake a currant pie with raisins sweet. Pick two out, but not to eat. Stick them in to be my eyes. Ah, the sunshine. Bright surprise. This is all set to music. That's just one of them. They're so fun. They're so new. And this is all told not only with these crazy toy instruments, as well as normal classical instruments, by a soloist. And our soloist, he is Bob Mangialardi from Illinois Wesleyan. He's the professor of music and director of opera theater at Illinois Wesleyan. We are so excited to have him play the role of the chansonnier. Mm-hmm. So he's not a soloist. He's a chanson. Now, what is a chansonnier? It's hard to describe this because Bob will show characters that range from singer to cabaret artist, to mad scientist, to very fast words, crazy sounds, lots of rolled R's when he says great. He'll over-enunciate, he'll be totally wacky and silly, and he sells the show. And behind him, a score of such freshness by Gruber that it would appeal to this third Viennese school audience who are tired of this mechanical 12 tones, non-melodic kind of sounds, and we enter a world of make-believe, but some seriousness. And along with the instruments, we have the regular instruments, we have some toy instruments. There's a ratchet. There is a couple of car horns. There are a couple moments for kazoo. There's also a siren, one of my favorite, that begins the movement called Superman. It goes like this. Totally silly. That's the downbeat of the piece. And at one moment, several of the orchestra have to play in unison. And I'm playing a slide whistle here, so my intonation might not be so great. At one stage, many of the musicians play a hosepipe. Now, it's hard to describe visually this hosepipe I'm holding in my hand. They're all different colors, so they look cool, too. But if I'm now going to stand and circle it around my head, and you should hear a couple of different tones. And he writes down the exact pitches. We have to be able to hit that. And if you can imagine, the first one, you're doing like lassos around the top of your head. But in order to get to the higher one, you've got to really be putting some elbow grease in and sweating out to move it faster to get that higher tone. So there's a lot of visual, a lot of theatrical things, but it's overwhelmingly just one of the coolest pieces I know.
I have been speaking with Maestro Alistair Willis about the upcoming Halloween concert by the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra that will take place on October 31st. Audiences will have two opportunities to attend the concert, one at 6 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. The concert will take place at the First Presbyterian Church in Springfield. For more information, please visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Jonas Demetis.